Welcome back to the Paint It Black podcast, starring Lou Figueroa, Brian Katz, and your host, Pete Berg.
Where are the recaps?
Yeah, man.
I might put it in post. We'll see.
Definitely put it in post.
We'll see. It'll be, just for that, it'll be like, last time on Paint It Black, Lou, you won again. Woo!
The I'm violent thrust.
Just nothing but thrusting for a full minute.
I'm fine, man. I'm fine with that. Just as long as it comes back, you lazy piece of shit.
Anyway, happy Friday the 13th, fellas.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Woo. Welcome to the Paint It Black podcast.
Live from Camp Crystal Lake.
I'm Pete. That's Brian. And there's Luke.
Yo, yo.
Three of us again.
Yeah.
I kind of like these low-key shows, just the three. Yeah. They're nice once in a while.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, we'll have a guest coming back next week. But for now, it's just the three of us. How's your Friday the 13th?
It was pretty good, man.
I had oddly good luck today.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, work went well. I found money in my pocket. Like, things are just looking up.
That's all it takes for you?
That's all it takes.
You found a couple bucks in your pocket? It's like, it's all coming up me.
I found a fiver. Everything's coming up Millhouse.
Two quarters and a junior mint.
Woohoo! King of the world!
Junior mint. It's the little things in life.
That's not a pocket candy, man.
No, it's not. No. It's not like a Jolly Rancher and a wrapper.
A Jolly Rancher and a wrapper is a pocket candy. A Rogue Junior Mint? It's like, I don't know where you came from, man. I couldn't remember the last time I had Junior Mint.
I thought we were saying, like, Pete's easier to impress here. He just brushes it off the lint and... Ooh, still good.
Were you
still
there? Good. How do you know? It's exactly how it went down. Picked the hair off it. Delicious. Nothing, though? How was your weeks? Anything cool?
Ate Indian food today. It's going to be pretty gnarly later.
Oh, that's going to be a bad thing. What'd you get?
The chicken marsal, a couple of vegetable samosas, and a piece of naan.
Samosas.
Mm-hmm.
That's good shit. We got a lot to talk about today.
But I know for a fact that's why those people stink, because that is some spicy shit.
It's oh, like, you smell like curry for a month after you eat like, some of that shit.
Like, I'm smoking all day, and well, not all day, all tonight, and I still feel like I smell like curry.
Is that what that is in the air?
Yeah.
Like, spiciness.
Oh, no, that shit hitting your eyes? That's my good herb, bro. No. All
right. That's something else entirely.
Yeah. No, I'm just playing. That's that fucking Indian funk. Sitting around your face.
I thought you had a strain called lamb curry. Nice.
Magic carpet, son. Carpet.
Prince Ali Ababwa.
They're like, that's Saudi Arabia, not Indian. Who gives a shit?
Shout out to our boys at ADO Radio. Have you listened to them yet?
Yeah.
They're great. Like, they'll smoke up, and the strain will be something like gorilla something or other.
McGilla like, Gorilla?
All right, we're going to go deep into the Congo. And, like, they'll play, like, jungle music. And
I love the names of all the strains, though. Yeah. They're awesome.
Maui, Wowie. What we just picked up? Picked up Bitter Lemon.
That doesn't sound as enticing as some of the others.
No, it doesn't sound exotic.
Sour, and also Sour Kush.
What is the definition of Kush?
I think it's the actual like plant itself, the strain of it.
Okay.
And that's why everything's like Kush, Kush, Kush. It's not like a lingo for like something awesome.
Right. Yeah. It's like from the Kush flower.
Kush in the weed world's pussy, man.
If I opened up...
So your shit sour, pussy? It's disgusting.
Yeah, if I opened up a dispensary, it would definitely be called More Cushion for the Pushin'.
Wow, that's awesome!
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
More Cushion for the Pushin'. It's a triple entendre.
Yeah.
You're pushing
spell
weed.
Spell with the K, man, and then
you got
good.
The Kush.
And you get the packet.
Yeah, the best shit, though, is
known
like,
for the vagina bongs.
Vagina bongs?
Sculpted.
I would rock if I saw a bong in the store and it was like just like some hot legs, just spread eagle, and I might fuck with it.
It's like the Christmas Story leg lamp, but like spread eagle.
Yes,
it's like you gotta get it for the novelty.
Definitely, it's a conversation piece.
Yeah.
You whip up this big atrocity, throw it on your table, and you're like, "You want to smoke?" Not really, man. It's pretty fucking intimidating.
How many miles have been on that?
Ew. It's like, yo, you got a cold sore, man. Yeah.
Your bong is crabs.
All right, in separate news I wanted to bring up, especially for this crowd, did y'all hear that the Kickstarter is up for Mystery Science Theater coming back?
Yes, I did.
Oh, no.
It's the original guys, not the Riff Trax guys.
Right.
So it's not Mike Nelson. It's Joel Hodgson.
Yeah, you could just throw that in the garbage.
They're still funny.
I like some of those.
They're like the B-Squad, man.
The Laser Blast, that was one of my favorites.
Yeah, they were still funny. They just, I have a fondness for the second cast.
Yeah.
Here's what's going to be like. You know when you watch those real old episodes of The Simpsons and Homer has that weird voice? The second you turn that on...
Let's get some frosty chocolate milky.
Yeah, you turn on, you're like, this isn't what I thought it was going to be, and you're going to walk out.
No. I thought you'd be about it.
I don't really like the other squad.
Though. Yeah, I tried their cinematic Titanic. That's their version of Riff Trax.
Yeah.
Not that good.
Wow.
It's...
Yeah, right. You told me about that, and again, it's like the B-Squad you know is out there. They don't make me laugh nearly as much. Not to say they're not funny, but they're just not nearly as funny as the other crew. So, I mean...
I thought it was just hit or miss, like, no matter what.
No, no. The other crew, Mike, was it Mike Nelson and the other two?
Yeah.
I can't think of the names right this minute, but Kevin Murphy. But anyway, those three, everything...
And the rest.
Yeah. Bill...
Gypsy.
Gypsy.
Anyway, Corbett.
Yeah. Bill Corbett. That was the last one. All right. Yeah. I've never watched one of their things and didn't laugh somewhere in it. Like a bunch.
Yeah. And truth be told, I only remember the names because I'm looking at their autographs behind me.
I knew it was behind me. And I didn't want to look. I was like.
Like they signed that shit. So.
Yeah, man. It's just like I feel you get the B-Squad, man. Like, would you be psyched for a Kickstarter for GoBots?
Maybe. Maybe like an Ecto Squad? Was that
what it
was?
Exo Squad.
Exo Squad.
I would get down with that.
Yeah.
That's not the B Squad of anything. That was Exo Squad.
That was its own thing. Wow. True. It's like, would you support the revival of the Man Show with Joe Rogan and the other guy?
No. No.
Like, no, it's Kimmel and Adam
and Carolla.
Yeah. Yeah. Dude, I'm giving them their props. They're funny dudes. I'm just not my thing.
Yeah.
All right, but it's out there. It's happening. Probably going to meet its goal.
Support it if you're into it.
Yeah. You know, I might throw them a couple bucks just because it's cool.
Yeah, I'm not saying give them money for sure. I'm just saying we might be getting some more episodes.
Yeah, that's always cool. I mean, I'm definitely going to watch it. You know, like, I'm not going to miss out.
Yeah, I'm not going to support them, but I'm going to reap the benefits.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
No, but if it was the other guys, I've already supported them in Riff Jacks a bunch of times, man. I love that shit.
Yeah.
Hence the signed poster.
Right.
Yeah, man.
All right. Why don't we jump in? Let's do the news.
Mm-hmm. All right, Pain and Blackjacks. You said your prayers and you've taken your vitamins. Now it's time for the news. When it comes crashing down
and it hurts inside. Ooh. I like it.
Do 100 push-ups.
Pain and Blackjacks.
It's kind of like the Animaniacs, I guess.
Brian, once again, showing off those vocal talents.
Uh-huh.
It's a man of many voices.
I haven't heard a voice that good from him since his Stallone.
Well, fuck you, Lou.
Up your nose with a rubber hose.
Well, let's never forget. Let's never
I'm Sylvester
forget
Stallone, Lou. Mr. Carter.
Yeah. Let's never forget Lou's Batman. It's like he gravelly voice.
To be fair, that one did make me laugh when he's just like.
that got some good chuckles.
It's like. Batman is gargling on dick right now, man.
To be fair, though, that was...
Call back to before the show, but he listened to some Ricky Martin before he went out.
But
he was rage-fighting fucking gay-looking things? What do you mean?
Just saying, Batman sounded kind of stupid in those movies.
Yeah, he was like, where are they?
This city needs something to believe in.
Indiscernible. You need fucking subtitles for that bitch.
Yeah, that's the one complaint I have on
this
movie.
Why? It never matters what he says. You know his deal.
Batman.
It's Batman.
This is me, Batman.
He's not going to kill that guy because that's his creed.
Killing is wrong.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
We never killed any guy.
He could literally just say, my parents died and I'm not going to kill you. And it no one would even notice.
His parents died and my dad got killed.
Now then it's all
put where's on the trigger?
It's all put on the. That's why Batman has so many good guys. I'm sorry, so many good bad guys because they have to carry the show. It's like this guy is a fucking stiff. What are we gonna fucking do? He won't kill us.
It's over, Joker.
What?
That ham.
All right, first news story. Let's get into it. David Hasselhoff has made the news because he changed his name. He dropped the hassle.
Oh, that's the best. That's the best news I've heard all day.
He's hassle-free.
Yes, that's even better.
He's now the Hoff, officially.
Fuck yeah.
Did he? You know what? He needed to change his middle name to the.
He might have.
That's
not outside the realm of possibilities.
It's like Barry.
This fucking Barry guy. Hasselhoff.
Barry?
Barry, man. This just looks like a Barry to me. I don't know.
What?
How much
looks like
smoke?
A Barry? How much did you smoke?
Yeah.
I'm saying his middle name.
And are you hungry? Like, yeah.
No, Barry.
Like,
B-A-R-R-Y.
Oh, Barry.
Yeah.
Okay. You say it weird.
Yeah.
Barry?
You said Barry.
Yeah.
Maybe I mumbled it.
He looks like a berry. I was just picturing a big strawberry.
Yeah.
David Hasselhoff.
He looks even like the most... he looks like a fucking edible arrangement.
Yeah.
Delicious.
It's got a chocolate swizzle.
Yeah.
Those things are stupid expensive, man. I always want to get like that for a gift for like my mom, and it's like, whoa, $75. That's too much of an add-on present for me, man.
Yeah, especially when it goes bad in a day and a half.
Yeah, my mom's not gonna eat all that cantaloupe all that quick.
Not a keeper. Flowers do last longer. All right, that's that whole story.
So you changed the name? All right, cool.
Yeah, I mean it goes on and on and on, but it's stupid.
Mm.
So, again, with everything going on right now in France, we're going to make fun of ISIS. Because
I wasn't going to bring up France.
I'm going to bring it up because it's happening. So we might as well recognize that a bunch of dickweeds are doing a thing for a phony baloney god.
What if it's Jason? It's Friday the 13th.
It's probably not. He's very far from Crystal Lake.
He just had enough of them fucking frogs over there.
He's over in Lake Cristal.
Yeah, well, actually, there was a band, I believe it was like Eagle something or another. One of their concerts got jacked up. And only like, unfortunately, 100 people died. But I was like, that's not really filling many seats, man. Like,
who is this?
I forget the band's name. I have one of their songs on my iPod, but it's like Eagles.
Of course you do.
You never even heard the band. He's already hating.
You don't even know what they are.
Eagles?
You'll just put anything
Eagles?
On your
no,
fucking
not the
iPod.
Eagles. It's, all right.
Eagles
it's
of
called
Death
like
Metal?
Eagle yes. Screech or something.
Eagles of Death Metal.
Okay.
Right, that's the band.
Right. Josh Homme's band.
Yeah. And I was like, I felt bad for the Eagles of Death Metal. It was like, they got held hostage, and then everyone has to know how many people were at that concert.
Is that where it's going down?
Yeah.
Oh, shit. That sucks.
Ozarki came in, and he said that, yeah, you know the Eagles of Death Metal? I was like, yeah, that's the band that got...
I didn't know that was the concert that was being held up. Well, hopefully everyone there is okay. But ISIS is dickheads. And there was a story this week that an Ohio man, 25-year-old Ohio guy named Terrence McNeil, was arrested for being an ISIS, I guess? I don't know. But he was posting a lot of memes, ISIS-related memes, to his Facebook and Twitter and all that shit. And that's how they tracked this guy down. And I'll just tell you, ISIS memes are stupid.
All right, memes already are pretty bad. Just going to say that.
No, they're funny. There's a lot that make me laugh.
Mm.
How do you feel about Yodo?
I don't know what that is.
You know, we got YOLO?
Yodo.
I love it.
Terrorist you will. Bombing you will. Blow up you will. There is no try. There is only explode.
There is only explode. There you go. Put that on a shirt now.
But Yodo, we have YOLO, you only live once. They got Yodo, you only die once. Why not make it a martyrdom?
It's like the title of a Bond movie, bro.
Yodo.
Yeah. You only die once.
Right in the beginning of the movie. It's a short picture.
But they have, like, these don't make any sense.
No.
There's one of Philip Fry, and it says, he refuted me with Quran and Sunnah. Better call him one hobby.
Yeah, like they're Better Call Saul or something?
Yo, man, Fry would never say something like that.
You right. Gotta be in ISIS to get that, right?
I'm sure even if you are in ISIS, you're like, what?
In jokes don't work for memes.
Like I said earlier, ISIS memes are only funny in ISIS, but if you laugh out loud, they take your hands. Maybe your thumb.
Maybe
your tongue, too.
Maybe the leader's just trying it out as comedic bone, and they just kind of gotta go with it. It's like, he's leader. Their campaign. My hand's chopped off, man. Just laugh at that bullshit.
Is this how they're recruiting people?
Memes?
Yeah.
Meme-based recruiting?
Yeah. Like, all right, that one gave me a couple of yucks.
You know what socially awkward penguin said? Join Al-Qaeda.
How could you join that, man? Their whole, like, deal is, like, once we beat these evil Americans, we can go back to the mountains and just...
Fuck each other?
Not fuck each other. Just kind of like, get a nice cave, man. Just pimp it out with like rugs.
There'll be no music and women have to be fully covered.
Yeah, it's just the boss, man. No dentistry, no getting drilled.
This religion really doesn't offer all that much. But
bro, our town has upwards of 20 goats. It's fucking bitching over here, man.
Fine ass goats.
They're just like, you know what? It's a big denial. Like they saw what we had and they were just like, fuck, this sucks. We'll never attain that.
Look at this fucking dump we live in.
It's like, bro, my house has been the same since Macedonia. It's insane. Get out of the Jurassic period, boys. Like,
we only just got Boys to Men last week.
They're not allowed music.
No, they're not ironically funny. Like
they cut off your ears.
Like, you're like, oh, Miami Vice, number one show. Oh,
okay. That's Eastern Europe.
Yeah, they're just getting culture now. These people haven't got electricity yet.
Yeah. They're not allowed anything that brings a smile.
Yeah, that's why they're so stern. Their gods are just like, not fucking around.
Yeah, no music, and you can't fuck. Mm-hmm. Enjoy.
Wait till you die to lay that pipe.
Let's go to a different
Yodo.
Story. Yodo. Different story. Let's go to Scotland, where the ultimate in irony happened. There's a politician there.
Somebody got the gold.
The gold? Oh, all right.
That's Ireland.
Apples and oranges, friend.
This is India, Pakistan all over again.
It's another ghastly euro from the fucking island.
Right.
But anyway, this chief counselor, Jackie Burns... He was responsible earlier this year for shutting down all public toilets in his district of South Lanarkshire. I don't know if I said that right. But
it's a shitty name.
Sounds plausible. It has shire in it. So he, as a cost-cutting procedure, no more public toilets. He was fined this week for public urination. Just popped out his motorcade, took a leak. Busted.
I felt that he would have done that regardless of his ban on toilets.
Like that's his,
that's just how he lived.
That's his thing. Yeah. Like that's why he had him outlawed. Yeah. That's his fetish, mm-hmm. Pissing outdoors.
Oh no,
marking his territory.
He does like to mark his territory.
Yeah, it's like a puma.
I own this now.
The street's my street. Get that sign off there. Put my name on it.
He got a 40-pound fine.
Oh, all right, pounds English. All right. Yeah. It's like, what's a 40-pound fine, man?
They dropped the weight on his foot.
Get the fucking medicine ball, throw it at him.
So yeah, that's reaping what you sow, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Would that, if that was our like legal system where they justice was paid in pounds, like let's just say rape was like 800 pounds dropping on you, like
smushed.
Yeah, would any crime be worth it at that point?
I'm intrigued by this idea.
I'd catch a medicine ball for stealing TVs or something.
That's more than a medicine ball.
Is yeah, it let's though? Just say
that's
that,
a light anvil.
Let's just say it's like a 60-pounder, not something you want to just have fall on you.
Is it coming direct, like above me, like a?
Yeah, how's the hitting? Is it fired from a cannon or thrown?
What's the delivery?
Let's just
system?
Say you can't leave a circle, and it's your choice how you want to take it.
Oh, then I'd probably get it lobbed at me. Feel like catapult.
No. It's getting dropped on you. It's just how you want to stand.
Like a bird is
going
to fly. Oh, if you're
going
to take it to the dome, yeah. If you're going to let it hit your foot.
Yeah. Well, no.
I would definitely let it hit the foot.
Everyone would take the foot.
No. You have to stand inside like a circle where it just engulfs you more or less. It's just how like...
So you could take it to the shoulder. Yeah. Crouch up.
Yeah, you can curl up in a ball. Maybe you like go feet first.
And is it a solid object?
Yeah, let's just call it like a bowling ball of fun. All right?
Okay. The bowling ball of judgment.
Yes.
This sounds like just public execution.
Yeah, it really does.
But do you think it would deter...
I jaywalk, so crime. I got a beanbag thrown at me. But that guy shoplifted.
I don't know.
And he can't use his right arm anymore.
Let him pay the weight!
Shame!
Shame!
I don't know. Capital punishment doesn't really deter crime, so...
Yeah, that's just that's his death, though. This is pounds. You know, this is more like
this is pretty much death for anything. This other is death. Than stealing a fucking Kit Kat.
Yeah. And shoplifting and above is doom.
Yeah.
Or fucking head trauma.
Uh-huh. You would never be the same again.
Yeah.
You'd be fucking dead.
We gotta get the weight evened out to the crime. I just threw out numbers, you know. Like, but if you got evened up, it could be a very good system, I think.
Well, because, yeah, you're threatening people with death and brain damage.
Well, don't rape those people. You won't give...
I can't argue with that sentiment.
Okay.
Why don't we just hit him with a hammer instead?
That's violent, Pete.
We don't need these bowling balls.
Yeah.
This determines how hard you get hit with a hammer.
What's with this fucking mousetrap bullshit?
Dude? Yeah, exactly.
Just
somebody's got to knock over the first domino, which inflates the balloon, which pops, frightening the mouse, who runs in the circle.
Let's just start making a lot more Iron Maidens.
So, like... what do you mean, how hard you get hit with a hammer? What is there, like a hammer robot arm that just jacks you? Like, no.
Oh, no, it's just a guy walks up and hits you with a hammer.
Fuck that. All together, fuck that. Like,
no, you want to drop bowling balls of doom on people.
Not doom. Some might be bowling balls of judgment.
But guy with a hammer, all right, you shoplift, you get the old ball peen. You fucking rape, you get the sledge. Same principle.
You're going to die with the ball peen just as much as you're going to die with the fucking...
No, it just gives you a little, like, shame.
Oh my God, that would jack your shit up. You get a concussion.
Not even to the head, depending on what you stole. Still in a candy bar?
Okay. Just the lightest little tap. Your nut or your forehead?
Oh, no.
With a ball peen?
Yeah.
Oh, forehead. Nut, that would...
No, how about
that
a devastating...
That'll pop a nut.
Yeah.
How about a devastating blow to your forehead or a nice little tap with the hammer?
A tap to the nut?
Yeah.
I go to tap.
But it's like...
At that point...
Devastating blow.
Either way...
You keep defaulting to death, man. Yeah,
there is no middle ground. Yeah.
Not devastating in the sense where, like...
No, devastating.
Yeah. You might lose an eye. Not, like, death.
Fuck.
You're saying devastating blow, man.
What did I steal?
Yeah, exactly.
Just Grand Theft Auto, or...
No. I mean, this is, like, for true crimes, man. This is, like, for, I don't know, rape.
You rape. You can get dinged in the nut gently, or devastating blow. All right, let's move on from that.
He just wants to kill people.
I know. You're just
indirectly.
Creatively. I'll give him that. What about firing from catapult?
He doesn't want to swing the hammer. He wants to push the button.
You either get gently flopped from the catapult into a brick wall or devastating shot.
Well, what will you take? The slow blast into the wall
One you just kind of splat. The other one you circumnavigate the planet.
I don't know, man. Well, you know, you probably land in a field about like a mile off.
You're fucking dead.
You can roll out that.
You'd be contorted.
Just like, you roll
out. You're gathering momentum, sir.
You roll out, and then you gymnastics like.
Well, then you are the greatest human being who ever lived.
And then you fucking Kevin Spacey, Kaiser Soze, walk away.
If you could pull that off, you deserve to get off.
Yeah.
You see a sharp rise in crime from gymnasts
and
skydivers. All right, you know how we always complain about bad movies and how, like, oh, they're making that? I don't want them to make that.
Well, I complain. You fuckers love it. You love that shit.
No, Pizza hated it, too.
I complain, too.
Do you?
This is about different shit than you do.
Okay.
I'm a little more forgiving to movies that are not of the kung fu variety.
Oh, yeah. Love me some kung fu.
That's about all you love. Well, this guy, Eric D. Wilkinson, is obsessed with Die Hard.
Good movie.
So much so that he spent thousands of dollars of his own money to take out an ad explaining what he would do with the next Die Hard.
Like in the where did he take out just like a full page ad or like in the back with
a full page ad in the Hollywood Reporter?
Okay.
He didn't divulge how much he spent, but upwards of thousands of dollars is the number being mentioned.
So how'd that go? How's the new Die Hard?
They're making it, just not with his idea.
Well, how did his idea go?
Yeah, let's hear about it.
His idea, okay. Centers on a 60-year-old current-day John McClane who was imprisoned for murdering a sex trafficker.
Bruce Willis right now.
He investigated way back in 1979. Of course, McClane did not actually commit the killing and must find a way back to freedom by remembering one of the first cases he ever solved. Cue the flashback and we get the reboot.
Oh... It's not a bad
look. I like
it. If you're going to reboot it...
They're rebooting it anyway.
Oh,
the new movie's called Die Hard Year One.
So, it's not... It's not Bruce Willis trying to run Bruce around. Willis? No, he's just remembering shit. Yeah, so I
is
like that.
Is that how it's actually, or is that how that guy
this won? Guy.
That's not a good little plot device, man.
Yeah, because he's getting
it too, doesn't feel like a he's way Die too Hard. Old. What's he trapped?
He's like, too old, man.
But Die Hard Year One is Die Hard.
Yeah, but Year One.
He didn't go through that shit beforehand. That's the shit that made
John McClane did before Die Hard 1.
He had to do some.
Had to assume.
He had to do some shit to get that good.
Can we at least go back to Carl Winslow shooting that kid?
He needs a fat Why black not? Like friend.
He needs a fat black friend, or just a black friend. He had Samuel L. Jackson in one of those.
Or maybe that kid.
That's the problem with the new movies.
No black guys.
No black friend.
Maybe that kid in the limo, like he drove a taxi at that point.
Like Short Round.
Did Short Round drive a taxi?
Yeah, remember he had the little like wooden things on his feet to reach the pedals?
I honestly don't even
remember. He had a rickshaw.
That's different.
No, when he first got into that, man, he fucking drove Indy around.
Like, you know,
in that getaway he got
there. Oh, that's right, that's right.
But yeah, the best ones are when he has black guys driving him around. Samuel L. was driving him around.
Well, he had Carl Winslow on driving, the radio.
He was just on the radio.
Well, didn't he? The black kid bring him in the limo?
True, he had two black guys at him.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
John McClane needs a black
buddy. That's why no one really remembers the second one. No black guys.
No black buddy.
Mm-hmm. Right.
That's why Die Harder wasn't that good. Mm. This is a stupid name.
Die Hard is?
All right. What's worse? The names of the Die Hard movies or the names of the Fast and Furious movies?
No, the Fast and Furious, they know their deal. It's just Fast and Furious.
Too Fast, Too Furious. Too Fast, Too Furious.
Yeah, but
Tokyo Drift.
One of them wasn't even numbered.
Oh, that was just Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Yeah, but like once...
And then it became Fast 5, Fast 6, Furious 7,
you could
and 8,
you could
I'm out, assuming.
You could throw out the first like 4 or 5 movies and just start going when they number them, and they're just fucking cool action movies with like... They're basically just like an international team of fucking drivers, and they go up against like all the cool bad guys of like action movies. Like, these went up against Jason Statham, the last one.
And... Wasn't Kurt Russell rolling around in there? One of those?
I don't think he's
coming in
the He next? Might be coming. I don't think he was in the last one.
You know, I stopped at, like, I think number 4.
I stopped at 2.
And the only reason
I should go back and start at 5.
The only reason I went that far is because Courtney loved the first one.
Paul Walker, that Jimmy had.
Yeah. She kind of liked the second one. The third one, she was all right.
He wasn't
the
in
fourth
that.
One.
Oh, no. He was in the second. It was Vin Diesel.
And then the fourth one was so bad, even she was like, I can't take this. This is...
Faster and Furiouser?
Yeah.
No. Fourth one, I think they brought...
That was Fast and Furious.
That sounds like
back
a porno.
Original cast, I think.
That was... It goes... The Fast and the Furious. Faster and Furiouser, or whatever it was. Too Fast, Too Furious. Yeah. That was it. Tokyo Drift. Fast and Furious. Fast 5. Fast 6. Furious 7. And then you got Die Hard. Die Harder. Die Hard with a Vengeance. Live Free or Die Hard. Fucking... And then they all go off the rails. Hmm. What was the last one?
Was that the one with his son in Russia?
Yeah. Yeah, the one that didn't feel like a Die Hard movie at all.
That one was weird.
It just sucked.
That was really weird because his son was handling his business, and I kind of liked that part. You know, he was taking care of shit, and then his dad is like clumsily going around the city. But son, wait up! Let's have this moment.
I was supposed to be on vacation.
Terrorists. Whoops. Bye. Like. I mean, I'm remembering it right.
All things said, I'd rather be in Philadelphia.
Yeah. And then they jump off multiple fucking buildings, not knowing what lays below. But hey, they made it.
They suck every
They fucking while. Made it.
And you know the reboot's gonna blow.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't really like the newer ones. I thought the one with Samuel L. Jackson, the third one, they're all kind of garbage.
Really? I thought it was funny, at least.
What?
Comic relief.
3?
Samuel L.
No, I'm saying...
After three. No, 3 I liked.
I thought you said 3 was garbage.
No, after 3...
Everything after 3 was...
Garbage.
Okay. Was hot garbage.
2 sure. Wasn't even that great. At the airport?
Mm-hmm.
Or was that? It's a Dulles? I think it was Dulles.
Yeah.
All right, let's move on.
We great idea. I want to watch that movie. Okay. I endorse this guy.
He is... The guy who took out this ad is pretty sure that nobody's ever going to take it seriously.
Yeah.
But he said, at least I tried. So, good on him.
Yeah.
If he had some money to throw around, there are worse ways. Mannequins.
Mm-hmm. WWE belts for no reason.
Fucking 3 crossbows.
Yeah.
Apparently you guys are lame-os because everything you just said was bitching. 3 fucking crossbows?
All right.
Unless you're shooting the mannequin with the crossbow while wearing the championship belt,
it's
you're squandering these things.
It's bitching stuff, but you buy stuff and then it just kind of collects by the wayside. Dust. Yeah. If what you am were, I gonna do? If you were out there
shooting with the crossbow,
yeah. If you were out there being a boss, just I'm shooting crossbows,
I shoot
fucking with a
I
champion shoot, belt and just being a badass.
Hey, look, like, I wear the championship belt and shoot crossbows, but I don't shoot them at the mannequin. I shoot them at the empty fucking bottles that Justin has to return eventually.
I don't believe it.
I don't either.
There's fucking bottles outside that are fucking with arrows.
I believe there's bottles outside. With just arrow. From drunken escapades.
Well, yeah.
Involving crossbow.
I don't... yeah.
Good idea.
Someone's gonna die.
We're good.
All right. We're moving on.
Okay.
Holidays are coming, so the holiday stories are starting. I'm sure we've all heard about... Have we all heard about the Starbucks cup? And yeah, how people are losing their much. Fucking minds?
Too much.
Why would happen?
It doesn't have a tree!
So?
I don't know. They put out a red cup for the holidays, and yeah, people were like, not Christmas! There was this whole thing
of, Batman hates it.
Where's the Christmas? I don't see holly or jolly.
Can we get a Krampus cup?
But there was a big thing at the local mall that they built a different display for Santa that took away some of the old traditional tree and stuff, and people lost their fucking minds. Christians are at war, man. They're at war, which means they're not getting their way for once.
Look. I don't care about religion, but like, why are you taking the festive shit out, man? Why don't you take some of those laws out? Like,
yeah, I don't got kids, so I don't really have a dog in the fight.
I mean, if you're in the mall, like, you kind of want to see Santa with the Christmas tree, right?
I don't give a shit.
Childhood.
Oh, you know what? I'm gonna tell
me out a little bit.
I'm telling my kid that fat fucker didn't get him shit. It's all me.
Like, thanks, Dad. Yeah. I wish Santa was real.
He's gonna be
it's like, Dad, I know I'm 15 now.
He's gonna be the one just completely ruining kids' Christmases. Like, you know that fat fucker is not real.
I hope he uses those words too. Yeah. You know that fat bitch ain't a real thing.
But right? You know what? I take care of these kids, you know, every week and around Christmas time. They're like, you know what? Santa got me. And then I see the dad like, Santa. And I'm just like, ugh.
And Lou's like, nothing! It's yeah, your parents!
But the grandpa, he was smart. He's like, yeah, I bought you that fucking thing. That expensive thing, the biggest present, me.
Well, that's what extended family gets to do.
Yeah.
That's...
You two are horrible, man. Taking all the wonderment out of things.
Is it? Well, is it
it's fine for kids. I don't mind it for kids.
All right, so I'm horrible.
Christmas is for children under seven?
They still get the presents.
First of all, Christmas is for everybody.
They still get the presents.
No, all the holly jolly ornaments and the fucking trees and the snowflakes and the Santa, that's all for the kids.
Yeah.
I don't know, that's for everybody, man.
I'm not I down with that. I avoid it. The Christmas music, terrible. Eight songs. All right,
well, Christmas tops. Christmas music isn't bad. But you know, I don't mind the festive decorations. He's just got to know that's bullshit. It's fake. It's pretend.
You two are like almost two Hanna-Barbera characters. You're so evil.
Did you get your heart broken when you realized Luke Skywalker wasn't a real dude? Love that shit, don't you?
Yeah, imagine how I felt when I found out Jesus wasn't real.
Like, well, that guy's fucking story was boring.
You're expecting me to believe that the guy who flies around the planet delivering presents is fake, and I'm going to believe the loaves of fishes dude?
Right.
I don't know why you two are so strong about against Santa, man. You guys are cheapos.
I'm not against him.
No, I'm for like
Santa dicked you.
I'm for Santa.
Yeah, but
for kids.
Yeah,
for children.
Yeah,
I didn't hold on to that.
Santa as like a thing is like I obviously don't think he's real, but it's like it's a career. I love the character.
You're just used to it. It's just, you're a grown man.
It brings me a smile.
But you know what? If you take it out of the picture right away, you don't have to have that awkward conversation later in life. Where you have to fucking burst the bubble. Like, kid, you've been... All right, you can either take the blue pill or the red pill.
I'll take the blue pill.
Are you prepared to go down the rabbit hole?
Right.
All right, let's talk about what this story is actually about. Is Bloomingdale's fucked up. They're putting up these, like, holiday ads. And they put up one. It's a well-dressed dude with a well-dressed woman. And it says, spike your best friend's eggnog when they're not looking.
Is it like what
is that selling?
Right. I thought they sold like fucking...
It's the Cosby line.
It's just a guy... Look at the picture. He's kind of looking at her with like a little menacing look, and she's not paying attention. Hmm. So he's going to spike her eggnog. You know, fuck her.
What store is this for? Yeah.
That's Bloomingdale's.
Yeah.
That's Bloomingdale's Cosby line.
Big sweaters.
Just ugly sweaters.
Ornate sweaters.
Look at the sweater, not my hands.
But how does this get out? I think they're doing this on purpose, though.
For, like, any press is good press?
Yeah. Like, we just want some attention.
You know, I haven't thought of Bloomingdale's in a long time, so.
There's, yeah, exactly.
Sounds like an old lady store.
So some of these things, remember the Bud Light one a while back? What was that one?
It was like, no isn't an option when you have
no isn't Bud an option. That made it through. How many people okaying it?
Yeah.
That was done intentionally.
Sounds like you really want it.
Like, that's like when UPS put out the tagline, what can Brown do for you?
Yeah, move your fucking truck. That, 90% of the time.
I didn't rape her, officer. I told her that no wasn't an option.
Bud Light. Okay. Let you off with a warning this time.
All right, next story. Remember that scene in Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back where they track down everyone who talked shit about them on the internet?
That was a great scene.
And punish them with fists? Mm. Let's talk about the real thing.
Woo.
There's this British guy. He's 28. He was notable for a 2006 victory in the show Countdown, which is some sort of game show in Britain. And he wrote a self-published book, put it on this website that allows you to, you know, share your amateur writings. It was called The World Rose. And he got a bad review from a teenage girl. So he tracked her down at the supermarket she worked at and smashed a bottle of wine over her head.
Damn, yo.
Woo!
Damn, I mean, she was fucked up from that, I imagine, right?
Buyer's remorse. Oh, yeah.
He left her unconscious with a gash on her head.
Woo! This guy's a champ.
Come see me, bitch!
Yeah, see if anyone else leaves him a bad review after that.
Her review was, as a reader, I'm bored out of my skull and severely disappointed in what I might have paid for. As a writer, albeit an amateur one, I'm appalled that anyone would think this was worthy of money.
Damn.
Bottle to the head.
What's her name?
I'm looking for it. I don't know.
She doesn't have an identity anymore. You smacked it right.
Smacked at her identity.
She was cold as ice.
Paige Rowland.
She's Jane Doe.
Paige.
Paige Rowland is her name.
She's a cold bitch.
She's got a low pulse.
This guy's fucked up too because this entire story is based on a woman he stalked. Stalked.
Well,
she should have known.
She shouldn't have left any comments.
I read between the lines,
No, he turned it into a fanciful tale. She had no idea.
About stalking a bitch?
The plot of this book that he wrote is the most, like, bullshit post-Twilight.
Watch it, Pete.
Oh, yeah, he's going to come for me.
A target on your head already.
Going to catch a wine bottle. Oh, no, we're low! Whack! It's an epic fairy tale romance set in a semi-fictional ancient world containing elements of action, adventure, poetry, and comedy.
Sounds like the Hunger Games.
When Ronwin Drake discovers... Ronwin Drake. Post-Hunger Games world. We have to deal with names like that. Mm. Discovers treasures in a distant paradise. A new golden age seems to begin. But Ella Tundra will find all that glitters is not gold.
He actually was yelling this as he ran at her.
Just drinking a nice young Beaujolais with the boys.
I haven't heard that in forever. How funny would it be if it was a Beaujolais?
And then she called up the cops and was
eat a Beaujolais, bitch!
This guy took my teeth and punched them!
She sounds like a dude. After that.
All right, here's a good one. Indonesia has thoughts about prisons. And they're straight out of a Bond movie. So,
Bamboo Gates?
Budi Waseso, Indonesia's drug chief, has come up with a plan to stop drug peddlers.
Yeah, you that guy out of the raid for Adam, man.
Once they're caught, he wants to place them on an island surrounded by crocodiles. Hundreds of crocodiles. You know why?
They have a lot of crocodiles in Thailand?
He saw fucking Peter Pan one too many times.
It's because crocodiles cannot be bought off. You can't bribe a crocodile. So apparently that's a problem in Indonesia.
Hmm.
A lot of backstabbing.
But if you saw Live and Let Die, you know you could just jump on their backs like a platform.
Yeah,
Pitfall.
Pitfall, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I learned that real young.
Alligators are just moving platforms.
Come on. Yeah. Just go when his chompers are closed.
Alligators don't scare me
too. Yeah, you just got to wait until the mouth shuts, jump, and then jump again before it opens again.
Right.
They have no other reaction times.
That game was fucking boring.
Alligators don't scare me.
It was a terrible game.
It was a bad game.
Alligators don't scare me much. I saw the Wild Boys and just bitch them, so I was like, okay, these two dummies.
These are crocodiles. These are bigger.
I mean,
and they're fast. Concept, they're right? Faster on land, I believe.
Well, I never seen no crocodile on land.
Hmm.
Like, I wheels seen, for like, legs.
But I wonder if he thought this out that like, We're going to feed all these crocodiles. We got hundreds of crocodiles.
Oh, I guess he needs a couple of executions.
They're just going to start cannibalizing each other eventually.
I mean, who's left to run the whole thing?
To run the prison island?
They run themselves.
Oh, you would assume that it would become
Killer Croc.
A Lost in New York, Escape from New York kind of situation, where the inmates start running the asylum.
I kind
of
like that.
And we get like a whole subculture.
Yeah.
It's like Lord of the Flies.
In 20 years, oh, no, it's just men, I guess, right?
Presumably.
I was going to say, because that'd be cool if, like, somebody was just born in captivity and had no idea about the rest of the world.
That's how Bane, that's his origin in the comic books.
There you go.
Bane was born in a prison.
I'm liking it.
Prison surrounded by crocodile.
Let's make this a movie.
Crocodile Mile, the movie.
Brian would watch it, for sure.
Right? That just sells itself. It's got name recognition.
Uh-huh.
It ends with a guy just sliding down the thing straight into the crocodile. Blows its head off.
People are getting fucking weights dropped on their heads
for Christ. That's how they punish. That's how they punish on Crocodile.
Now you're talking my language, buddy. Yeah.
We can squeeze that in.
All right, next story. New Jersey is now joined the modern age and finally banned
fucking Aquanet.
Banned Aquanet. No, even better, they banned bestiality.
Took them long enough.
I want to say, though, that it was just overlooked. Like, they probably were like, wait, it's not? Oh, let's take care of that.
Chris Christie signed a law into a bill into a law that makes punishable by 18 months in jail, fine of up to $10,000, and even more if you hurt the animal in the process.
So as long as you give it a sweet loving, you're not going to go away for
too long. For bestiality lovers, 10 grand is a price of admission. You ever think about that shit? It's like
I try not
the,
to.
No, not in bestiality, but like yo, the fine for the fine for shit.
Because I just want to know if I'm all alone right here.
You ever go to the dark net and just click like, all right, this is gonna be the last.
The dark net.
It's gonna be the last.
I go like, deep web.
Yeah, I just keep going to related videos.
No, but you ever think like there's a crime?
Look up titties, bro.
There's a crime that has a certain fine associated with it, and you go, I can afford that.
That's what we've been talking about, like, the whole show, Pete.
That's true.
Weights dropped on
weights
head.
Weights dropped on head, you're right.
Yeah, it's okay. Just it's not money, it's life.
You're right.
Yes, we've talked about that.
If it's like...
You don't have to get the $1 million man involved, right?
So, yeah, thank you for joining the Modern Age, New Jersey.
Yeah, about time.
It said somewhere here, I can't find it now, that it's like, there's still, like, 1/5 of the U.S. that still doesn't have a law against fucking a cow.
Yeah, I was looking at that. It doesn't list which states.
It doesn't. I was trying to find
Wisconsin's it. Out on it.
Like, come on.
The data's not all in, man.
I'll be in the cold, dead ground before I fucking recognize a law that I can't fuck a cow.
I'm an American.
I wonder if there's, like, dating sites in those states.
A Mokin' Uckin' American.
Like.
Mokin' Uckin'
Farm
American.
Farm Connect or something.
Charlie Ding-a-ling.
Now you're just talking in code. Brian made a wrestler named Charlie Ding-a-ling in the new video game whose shirt reads Mokin' Uckin' American. I don't know what it means. He looks like an anime character.
Pete. You wouldn't, Pete.
Classic Pete.
Yeah.
Don't know shit.
Not getting the old WWEs. Let's go into a funeral home blunder. Those are always fun.
A whoopsie.
So a family went to, you know, they were going to bury their mom.
Bury some stiff. Come on.
Then they went to view the body before the service, and they were like, that's not our mom. So they were shown a couple of other bodies, none of which were the mom.
They're like, we got to get out of here. Just bury one of them. We'll call it a day. She's dead anyway.
They were given the option to trade up, and they didn't?
Kind of. The one they looked at had black hair. Their mother had gray hair. They could have gone for the...
This is the new and improved model.
Yeah. The Garnier model.
I ain't coming back here, man. Just bury this bitch. Let's get out.
What actually ended up happening was they buried the woman the day prior at another family's funeral and mixed up the bodies.
All right. How did they not notice?
I mean, you see a lot of...
Oh, they didn't care.
It's like, what?
No, they're talking about the other family, right?
Yeah, the first family.
The first family was like, I don't
know. They're like, that's mama.
Looks close enough to me, ma, for me.
What if it just was a dead ringer?
You know, I'm like, thinking that these two ladies looked alike.
They had to look similar. They got mixed up.
Yeah.
Doesn't show, it only shows one of the women. Doesn't show the other. That's the woman in question who's being buried. So unless they look shockingly so like.
You look at a dead woman?
Like a fit.
Gross!
A full fucking family saw her and they didn't know anything, so.
As a funeral home, they have the unique ability to cop out with this statement. Out of respect for both families, we have no comment at this time. They could do that out of respect for the family thing.
Everyone should say that, probably get in less trouble.
It's true.
Hmm. But in the story, it says that once they got the mama, the real mama, they ended up having to do like a DNA test.
Well, they exhumed her.
So even the second family wasn't 100%.
Yeah, they're like,
I'm not even sure this is mama.
This would only be funny if it was Martin Lawrence in a fucking fat suit. Other than that, it's a shame.
It could be the next Tyler Perry.
No, Perry's.
Why did I get buried?
Which one's mama?
When I say Martin Lawrence,
Madea goes in the ground.
Yeah. Me don't die.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
She's up there giving fucking God and Jesus ass.
Oh no, Jesus, you want an ass whooping?
It's like, we let this bitch in, Pop Dad.
Madea goes to hell.
Damn.
She goes there and bitches out Jason.
That's a lot of judgment, Pete.
Jason went to hell.
Would she go to hell or would she go to...
No.
What are our other options here?
Maybe a purgatory.
She went to Nirvana.
I was going
to
say something dumb racist and I just stopped myself. Like it made me blush a little bit, so I just stopped it. I was like, guys, help me out here.
That's
say
a first.
Else.
Yeah, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Stone Brian has his perks. He catches the shit apparently. All right, let's do our final.
It was caught in a whisper.
Our final story of the day. August Christ III, former Aryan Nation and KKK leader, who once appeared on Jerry Springer to defend his views, was sentenced to 50 years in prison on child molestation charges in South Carolina this Thursday.
Was it a white child or a black child?
It does not say.
It had to be a white child.
Well, I know if he was double dipping in the sins.
But he had a very powerful message to go out on before they hauled him off to jail.
White power.
He said, I will always hate the Jew. This government is run. It goes on. This government is run by an evil group of people, and please, vote for Trump.
Woo!
Trump got that endorsement.
Spitting I bet she's like, I guess he's like, was it no news is bad news, right? Like,
oh yeah. Oh yeah.
He loves his name being said.
You know what, man? The guy clearly doesn't care if you associate him with racism.
No, he's kind of proud of it.
When he just...
Fine with it.
I know this is like, we'll date the show, but like, he just endorsed Project Wetback as like, that's a great plan. Let's do that again.
Oh, Trumper.
Trump, yeah, just recently.
It's actually called Project Wetback?
Yeah. He's like, that's great. Let's bring that back.
Such a scumbag.
Where basically they take these Mexicans, and when they bring them back to Mexico, they leave them miles away from town in some remote desert with no supplies or food. And half of them die trying to get back.
That's a bad system. Because those, survival of the fittest, those that get back are strong. Mm-hmm. Capable of taking revenge.
You're just making machetes, man.
Yeah, you're making mass producing machetes.
Yeah, right. You don't want that when the race war comes.
No. You don't normally come out with boss tattoos all over the chest.
Yeah, because then Danny Trejo mates with Michelle Rodriguez and we get like a super Mexican. Mm. They kill the fuck out of De Niro.
Yeah.
Whew. All right, that's it for the news. Vote Trump.
Mm-hmm.
You know, realistically, if he's our president, not one day will be boring.
No, but a lot of days will be bad. Yeah. It's like bad.
You wake up, it's like we invaded and took over Madagascar. And he just gets on the fucking podium. He's like, fuck him. And he just walks off. I'm like, proud to be an American today, man. Fuck Madagascar.
I would not be proud to be an American.
Took Madagascar, boys.
That is the wrong
I would be very upset about that if that happened.
Yeah.
You wouldn't go to work and be like, just took Madagascar.
I don't want Madagascar. What do they have? What does Madagascar
cute
have to
ass
offer?
Lemurs.
I don't need lemurs. Not we penguins. Got a zoo. We're America. We have zoos.
They have four penguins. They come and go free.
One of them sounds like Phil Hartman. Yeah. All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with some games. Hey guys, hope you're enjoying the show so far. We're taking a little break, get some more beers, stretch our legs a little bit. Just want to take a quick moment to thank you all for listening and ask you a big favor. If you can please go rate and review us on iTunes.
Rate and review us on Stitcher.
Don't forget to vote for us on Podcastland because every vote helps.
Yeah, let's get us featured. And don't forget, tell your friends. You think we're funny? Tell some people. Spread the word. Every like we get, every download we get makes us smile. That keeps us moving along. So thank you guys and enjoy the rest of the show.
Hello, I'm Dr. Norman Trousers. He, on the other hand, is River Zambezi.
Hello.
We host the Castle Mirth Podcast, a ramshackle little comedy show found on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, and all your favourite podcast directories.
And www.castlemirth.com.
Yeah, and there too. We were interrupting what you were listening to.
With permission.
Yeah, we're not that clever. To invite you to...
When you finished.
Come and take a listen to our show.
If you like laughing.
Yeah, if you like a laugh, come laugh with us.
Should we warn them?
We should probably say something. Some of our content...
None of which is suitable for children.
...may offend.
Would you suck a stunt cock?
There's lots of dicks in this place. If I was on my own, that Japanese fucking milky tit sex doll, I would probably buy one. I'm going to stick my finger on my bum. You know, bollocks of that. Just go on the internet and actually get that bird to fucking...
Put a finger up
...twang herself off. Well, yeah.
This is Angel Barry White.
Maybe I'm a bit prudish, right? Maybe I felt a bit guilty when the cat walks in on me having a wank. I don't know.
In my fucking day, we had to work 27 hours a day.
That's before we got up. Do you like my leather?
I thought you were just sweaty.
No. If you had 9 knobs... I guarantee you wouldn't be sat here doing this show.
And it was a bit of a weird experience to basically be sat there having a fucking picnic while she's naked in a bath. I'd buy him a picture of Kylie Minogue's cock.
What? Really?
She had a cunt like a Wookiee's armpit.
You forgot to turn the beat machine.
What a cunt.
So, as long as that kind of language doesn't offend you, we'd love to welcome you into the fold.
Yes, we would. So join us on the Castle Mirth Podcast. Thanks for listening.
Will you unlock this cage now?
Shut up.
Welcome to Cocktails and Centaurs, where we sip our way through
life
dying because she's like a 12-year-old boy, like... With the word penis or something, books scar you for life.
I know
that was your note, your point of no return, and you still orgasm. Like, could you ever get hard again unless there was a skeleton? I mean, like, what did that like really fuck you up?
And pop culture. This is what really got me. He said we love her even more because she was born in the toilet.
What?
I am Liz.
I am Jessica,
and we hope you can join us for our next drink.
You can find us on Stitcher, SoundCloud, and iTunes. Tangent Bound Network.
Yes.
And cocktailsandcentaurs.com.
Yep.
Bye.
Bye.
Ugh. Oh my God.
And we're back.
We are back.
You guys ready to ball the dash?
Let's do it.
What should we go in on?
I don't know.
You know what? Let's use go your discretion. Cocktails and Centaurs.
Do it.
Because they messaged me and said,
brief. I like it.
And they said that they can't eat Frosted Flakes anymore.
Oh.
After our Tony the Tiger talk.
Yeah. Hmm. That was a gross story.
Yeah. All right, so here's Cocktails and Centaurs with their theme. Again, the only participants that...
Who kept it under a minute.
Who understood what theme meant.
With single, yeah.
Oh, you want to have something between about 10 and 15 seconds? Right, cool.
Thank you, ladies, and apologies for ruining Frosted Flakes.
Yeah. They're great, though.
They are great.
They are great. All right, Lou won last week.
That's right.
So, you want to go first or second?
I'll go first.
You want to go first. All right. Yeah. I'm going to start you off on a word to define. Uh-huh. Sitanunga.
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 Sitanunga is when, like, you know those Africans that they put those fucking giant rings in their lip?
Yeah.
They take wads of rolled up paper and play like mini basketball games. Loser has to be the
hoop.
The backboard. Yeah. And that's a game of Sitanunga.
Sitanunga fun.
You don't want to you cannot dunk. Do not dunk. It's frowned upon.
Exactly. You don't want to break that backboard. Yeah. The dude's nose.
Sitanunga.
All right, Brian. Sitanunga.
And this is define the word.
Define the word.
Sitanunga is the marital rights of monkeys.
Explain.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when a gorilla reaches an age, he wants to marry another gorilla, he finds the perfect one, and then he commits sitanunga, which is the monkey rights I talked about.
Monkey rights.
Yeah, and it's, you know, then they're married and they go on.
Cool. Right. Just want to say that when you use the word commits, bad shit comes to mind. He commits to Tanunga.
Yeah, exactly.
They only say commits for murder and seppuku.
Yodo!
All right, all right. Tanunga is gorilla seppuku.
Gorillas?
Yeah, that's what. When Mario eventually reached the top of that platform,
Donkey Kong shoved a banana through his chest.
It was really fucking violent. It was made by a Japanese guy, so
it's the only honorable thing.
It's an honorable death.
Yeah, and Mario he celebrates the princess, and the princess is mortified. She's like, "What the fuck was all this?"
Then they feast on monkey brains.
Yes, we got mad gorilla.
I'm going lip basketball.
Woo!
All right, Brian, who is Henri? It's French. Mm-hmm. Henri Charpentier.
He's a silly goose.
Okay. This is a silly goose. Mm-hmm. Henri Charpentier.
Henri.
Yes. The silly goose. Lou?
Henri Charpentier. He was the first French dude to ever stick his dick in a pencil sharpener.
Ow!
He was just very curious.
What will happen?
Yeah. Oh, no.
I've made the mistake.
Right.
Why did I want the pointy dick?
Trimmed down his baguette quite a bit.
All right. Point goes to Lou again. Sitanunga, by the way, is an antelope with wide hooves. Henri Charpentier is a chef who accidentally invented crepes. Oh, crepe Suzette when his dessert caught on fire in front of a girl named Sue.
Crepe Suzette.
That's actually how that happened?
Hmm.
Interesting. Lou?
Yeah.
Letters. What does GSL stand for? GSL.
Huh. When Courtney gets mad at me, it's GSL. I'm going to slap Lou. I try to keep that to a minimum. GSL's not welcome in my area. It's like, get out of my personal fucking space. Get out of here. GSL.
Going to slap Lou. Right? GSL.
GSL is it's what, if you're a Mormon, is what you refer to your lake. It's the Great Salt Lake.
That sounds right.
I actually checked to see if that was correct. But all right, point goes to Lou again. You should have gone back to your prior answer because it's gorilla sign language.
Oh, man. Today's Gorilla Day.
You, it's Gorilla Day.
It's like, you, me.
He knows this is an audio format. Putting out a radio show here.
I'm looking at the editor of the show. Just cut that shit out. All right? And now it's back in because that joke didn't make sense without it.
Okay.
See how I fixed that?
There's a lot of jerk off blowjob motions happening.
Now it's gold. Boom.
All right, Brian?
Yes. Well, I just started. Silly Goose, right?
No.
No.
GSR. Oh, I forgot the Great Salt Lake. All right,
you gotta stop smoking before the show. What's the plot of the film? Stubby.
Sounds like the plot of the film was to rob the patrons of their hard-earned cash.
Your heart's not in it today, is it?
No.
What?
That's it? What do you got? What else you got? Tell us more about Stubby.
It's Stubby, man. Just it was robbing you. It was a bad movie.
All right, he's too high. Lou, plot of Stubby.
All right, Stubby is this dude who's got tiny arms, goes around town causing a ruckus dressed as a T-Rex. It's just mayhem.
Weak answers all around, but Lou gets the point for trying. You tried.
I tried, man. Look, you didn't like my joke. My joke, it was a bad movie. All right.
Lose was a bad movie, too, but at least he elaborated on the plot.
You were just like...
This is the world's fastest balderdash, right?
He was just like, Stubby sucked.
Fuck Stubby. Yeah. Stubby is actually a six-year-old boy. It's a chance to play soccer in the World Cup, but gives it up so he can learn to read and write.
Big mistake.
Yeah. Could have been famous, kid. Could have been Ronaldo. Mm-hmm. Instead, you could read one fish, two fish, red fish, blue fish. Lou?
Yeah.
Law question. In Blythe, California, the law used to state that you may not wear cowboy boots unless...
You can't wear cowboy boots. I don't know, unless you're...
Dead air.
Man, that was like 10 seconds, nigga. I don't know. If it's in California, a lot of gays, so I'm guessing you got to have your ass exposed in some chaps. If you don't...
Nope, no boots without the chaps.
If those cheeks don't see sunlight, don't even think about it.
Brian, in Blythe, California, the law used to state that you may not wear cowboy boots unless...
You're carrying a gun.
Six shooter?
Just any gun.
Not even just like a revolver?
No.
Call 45? A lasso?
Could be a Tommy gun. A lasso's not a gun.
I'm just saying. It's cowboy up here. And Luke is pointing. Correct answer. Unless you already own at least two cows. So they take the cowboy thing literally.
You think those is one of the states that don't have those cow laws?
Probably. What state did I say? No, California. It's California.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
I think they're progressive enough to outlaw cow fucking.
Jersey just did. I mean, Jersey's
way
more progressive than Oklahoma.
You can mistake Jersey women for cows.
Yeah, that's true.
You can mistake a woman from any state for cows. Is there a specific state that doesn't have fat women?
Good point.
I can't argue that. Maybe Montana, because it's just not that many people.
Yeah, there's like seven people in that state.
If I was going to name one...
They're like one-eighth of an electoral vote.
I mean, they're lucky they got that.
Yeah. All right. Yeah, good on you, Big Sky Country. All right, Brian. Define the word shitta. And I shit you not, that is the word. Shitta.
Shitta? The word shitta means that... I'm a pass.
Okay.
Use my pass.
Use your pass. Shitta. Lou, that's S-H-I-T-T-A-H.
All right.
Shit.
In the porn scat version of Hunger Games, Shitta is the dude that helps Katniss. Get her dressed up in that Dookie costume.
She spins around and starts spraying Dookie.
Yeah. It's played by Lenny Kramit.
Lenny Kramit.
Yeah.
All right, Brian, you got anything?
Yeah, shitta is what my grandfather calls the bathroom.
Okie dokie. Lou's really running away with this game.
Whew.
All right, Lou.
I kind of want to see the Dookie games. Like
Dookie game sounds awesome. I'm trying to think of like a pun for any of these movies, but I can't.
Yeah, well.
Who is... Well, shitta is actually a gnarled and thorny tree. Who is Peter Morris?
Peter Morris. I don't know. I think I'll take my pass this time.
Okay. Brian? Peter Morris.
Peter Morris is Zach Morris's dad.
Okay.
And he taught him, he gave him that big ass phone.
Right.
And yeah, he made him dye his hair blonde to be, look more like a prick.
Gave him the ability to freeze time.
It's like, son, we were brown haired, but I mean, blonde haired for dickheads, and that's what we're looking for right here.
Yeah, we want to look like the bad guy in an 80s movie.
Fuck A.C. Slater and his stupid perm.
He had a perm.
He had like his hair was wet. It was greasy the whole time. I liked it.
He had a little Jerry curl.
Mm-hmm. He had like an 80s wrestler hair. Like basically that's what he had rocking. Like curly, curly, tight, drippy perm.
Need some soul glow.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Lou, you come up with anything for Peter Morris?
Peter Morris is this amateur inventor who came up with, he poured all his money into the invention of the keytar, and it failed miserably. Dude has just been, he's been completely shunned. He had to move, change his name.
He had a good couple of years until the 80s ended.
I know.
Until that bastard, the piano key necktie came about. It's like right subject, wrong thing, guy. And then spent his rest of his days just not playing the piano, hating it.
Now he's broke as fuck, man.
All right. I'm going to throw Brian that bone. That's a good answer. All right, now. Sucks for you guys that you just used your passes.
Yeah.
Because you have to define these initials. And Brian, I believe we start with you. C-O-C-O-A. Cocoa.
Man, that's nothing but fucking chocolate milk, man.
You got to say what those letters mean.
Luke can do it, but I can't.
What? When did I do that?
Constantly, when it spells a word, he always just uses the word.
When did I do that?
I have no idea.
It's cocoa, man.
This is a high memory.
Okay. Do you want that to be your answer?
Sure.
Okay. Lou, you got anything for C-O-C-O-A?
It's did it? Cock on cock, obscene action.
You got there.
Yeah,
it's just nice. It's docking.
Smashing
it's dicks. Like you know, circle jerk, whatever you got, ookie cookie. It all falls under the banner of cocoa.
So if you're caught in a gay act in public,
where it's cock on cock,
you got cocoa law.
If you're crossing swords with another man, you're committing some cocoa.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Well, Luke gets that point.
That's how gays ask each other, you want to go for a tall glass of cocoa? Yes, I do.
It's gay slang.
Yeah. You know
it's like Netflix and chill for gays.
Two scoops, please, and my cocoa. Yeah.
Want some marshmallows and my cocoa. Right. Some of that hot cocoa.
Better be some milk in my cocoa.
We could go really gross with this. More I think about it, but let's avoid that.
Yeah.
All right, Lou. Mm-hmm. You have to tell me the plot of this motion picture. What have I done to deserve this? I'm going to give my answer, and that's play this balderdash with a super high Brian.
All right, what have I done to deserve this? Is about a dude in this dystopian future who gets caught committing a pretty... He doesn't know what he got caught doing. He's got amnesia.
Okay.
But he's got to face the penalty of heavy weights being dropped upon him.
What have I done to deserve this? Seriously, what?
Exactly. He has to solve the mystery.
All right, Brian, what have I done to deserve this?
What have I done to deserve this is the last installment of the Ice Cube franchise, where it's how do we...
Oh, I see. Are we there yet?
Are we there yet?
Mm.
Are we there now or some shit? And then yeah.
What have I done to deserve?
Yeah, what have I done to deserve this?
Three of those movies. Mm-hmm. Good answer. I like it. Mm-hmm. I like Loose better because it's a callback. Ooh, but that was good. But you get the final question here.
Mm-hmm.
In Baltimore, Maryland, A person may not throw what? And a what have I done to deserve this? First of all, COCOA, COCO, is the Cobra Owners Club of America.
Cobra!
Cobra! What have I done to deserve this? Is a cleaning woman's family falls apart, but she's too busy cleaning to notice. And now in Baltimore, Maryland...
It's like Rosie the Maid.
Yeah, Rosie the Robot.
Yeah, Rosie the Robot.
The Jetsons is straight. Fucking leave her to rust. That's a sad movie.
His whole fucking life is sad. That guy's miserable.
Rosie? Or George?
George. Gets his wallet stolen constantly.
That's true.
Yeah, I mean, his little... The only good one is Elroy. The rest of them are just trouble.
Astro, yo, man. Judy's a bitch.
Astro, he means well.
Ruh-roh.
But he, yeah, he's constantly with the ruh-roh.
I mean, he's who made the law back in the day that every cartoon dog had to start everywhere with an R? How did that make things doggy?
I don't know.
Because they're like rough, you know? The same kind of growl, you know?
But I mean, like, he had a shit job. He had a shit boss.
Mr. Spacely was a dickhead.
And then he had
Was he worse than the dude in the Flintstones?
Yeah. It was constant, maybe. Like, you're going to lose your job this
What was the Flintstones boss's name?
He had the glasses, the red hair, and the thing.
I think it had something.
Mr. Slate.
Slate. I knew it was some kind of stone.
Oh, yeah, no. His boss was short, bald, with glasses, right?
Mr. Spacely was short, bald, no glasses, bad mustache.
Slate was a bit taller, though.
Slate was tall, glasses,
yeah,
dressed like every other character. Mm. In Baltimore, Maryland, a person may not throw what?
In Baltimore, Maryland, a person may not throw... I use my pass. That sucks.
A dead air.
Yo, it's loosened that with venom.
If there was ever someone who deserved a dead air, it's this guy right here. I don't know. I got nothing.
Lou, you got something?
In what,
put a nail in his car.
Baltimore.
In Baltimore, Maryland, a person may not throw...
May not throw up on your balls if they're going deep.
Yakety sacks.
Don't give them the yakety sacks.
No yakety sacks in Baltimore.
Yeah.
I respect it.
It's gnarly.
All right. Point tally for the game of Balderdash. Brian got a respectable gentleman's one.
Yes.
And Lou, so close to a perfect round.
Ooh!
You got 9 fucking points. I'm going to go ahead and aggressive thrust.
That's right.
I'm going to go ahead and write on my little buck slip here. Holy shit.
Woo.
Finish it.
If ever this was just like a just out there to kids, a message, don't do drugs. Like,
remember when Brian used to win this game before he started smoking too much weed?
Uh-huh.
You can tell he's super high because he's being quiet.
Don't do drugs, kids.
He's just not. All right, Brian's having a bad time. Let's move on. Let's do our final game. Brian, you think you can do some singing?
I think this is his jam.
All right, I think this is your moment.
Yeah.
We got a little Paint It Black playlist. Mm-hmm. We're still trying it out.
Give us your insights.
It's running down the runway. It's fluttering. It looks like it's crashing back down, but...
We're going to try to save it.
Yeah.
See if we can do something with it. All right. I went a different direction for my playlist this week.
Yeah.
All the songs today, cartoon theme songs.
Really? All right.
Ready?
Yeah.
I'll try.
First one, the 1980s version, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Heroes in a half shell. Turtle power.
There's a fighting team. Something like that. We're really the
heroes
hip.
In half shell armor beam. The evil Shredder attacks. Those turtle boys don't come no slack. And then the
course. All right. Brian started off, so he's going to get that point.
But I said we're really hip.
He's a radical rat.
Yeah. Yeah. That's what really stood out.
I was hoping for the Leonardo leads, Donatello does machines.
Yeah.
The first thing anyone was going to say was
Raphael is cool but rude.
Was going to be like the chorus. Like
Michelangelo is a party, dude. Party!
Yeah.
Okay. Next one. Who can do? DuckTales.
A DuckTales. Woo!
You gotta give me more than a woohoo.
Bum, 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 bum. Life is like an airplane
here in Duckburg.
Space cars, lasers, rainbows, airplanes.
It's a duck blur.
Life is a mystery. Mysteries.
Or rewrite histories. DuckTales. Woohoo!
All right.
Every day they're having DuckTales. Woohoo!
All right. All right. I feel like you both really came in hot on that one. Mm-hmm. Lou got it started.
Yeah.
I got it started.
With the boom.
You did the woohoos. But I said you had to go beyond woohoos.
I hate the bass line, kid. I put down
the bass. He started at the start of the song.
Whatever.
Here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to give Lou 2 points. I'm going to give Brian one.
Okay.
Because now it's a tie game.
Oh, all right.
More interesting that way. Ooh. All right. We talked about him earlier. Who can do Scooby-Doo?
Jeez, what the fuck was that thing?
I was anticipating that not every one of these was going to get sung.
Scooby-Dooby-Doo, yeah. Where are you? The home of Johnny to you now. Scooby-Dooby-Doo. I don't remember
it's
all the words.
More, it's,
you know, we got a mystery to solve and something better or you're at.
Don't talk back.
And if you come along and something, you'll get yourself a Scooby snack.
You both said
that's
about
a fact.
Equal amounts of correct words.
Yeah.
So I'm going to give Brian that point because he started it.
Whew. That's right. I wouldn't
have. All right. Well, we're actually, Lou's actually playing. This is good. All right. Here's another one we talked about previously.
Okay.
The Flintstones.
Flintstones. Oh, my God. Oh, have a yabba dabba do time, a dabba do time, have a gay old time.
You cut to the end, but yeah.
Flintstones, meet the Flintstones.
They're a modern Stone Age family.
From the town of Bedrock, they're a
place right out of history.
You got it.
Next one.
Yeah.
Who can do Pinky and the Brain?
Pinky and the Brain. It's Pinky and the Brain. One is a genius. The other's insane. They prove the massy worth. They're overthrow the earth. They're Pinky. They're Pinky and the Brain. Brain, 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 brain. Enough!
Aggressive narfing happening.
Yeah, man. I got fucking humped at during fucking...
All right. Brian's pulled out to the commanding lead.
Yeah.
All right. Who can do Aqua Teen Hunger Force?
It's the Aqua Teen.
Yeah, Sheik Sula, the Mike Ruler, the old schooler. You want a trip? I'll bring it to you. I'll fry like on top, rockin' meat wad with the coming out now.
Meat wad make the honey.
See?
Meat wad make
the money.
See?
Driving in my car, living like a star.
I saw my fingers and my clothes in my car.
Yeah, check it.
I'm going to give Lou that point.
So it was a little wishy-washy, but...
Final round.
Yeah.
Captain Planet.
Captain Planet, he's our hero. He's going to bring pollution down to zero. Earth, wind, fire, water. Heart!
So that's it. Brian wins the playlist game. Again, Lou, you're going to get there.
One of these days, maybe. Who knows?
We're going to see if we keep this thing around.
Right.
It's kind of fun.
It's all right. Lou, you got to get... Lucius hosting.
Let's try the round robin method.
Mm-hmm.
Lou came up with a different method of playing this. We're going to give that a shot. Mm-hmm. Lou, you get to choose who starts Boulder Dash next week, and we are done here.
Ooh.
So follow us on Twitter at PIB Comics, like us on Facebook, check us out on all the social media, PIBComics.com. Got some cool shit on the cusp of coming out.
Mm-hmm.
I'm working my ass off to get it out there. And that's it. Anybody got anything to add?
That's it.
We good?
Yeah.
All right. So for myself and Brian and Lou, close the door behind you.
Growing up, I never had shit. Had a heart, got a slit. Might as well rip it out. Got a dream, I ain't giving out. That's what it's all about. All these fucking people tell me who I gotta be. Oh fuck you, motherfucker, you're my enemy. All I need is 5 minutes, you'll remember me. Send a club into a murder scene, cause all you do is breathe. It's J6 and this bitch, so remind me that I'll never be shit. You'll dig your own dick.